From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a series of studies in the book of Joshua. The first message is entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. Thy Redeemer. Jesus the Redeemer is altogether ours, and ours forever. All the offices of Christ are held on our behalf. He is King for us, priest for us, and prophet for us. Whenever we read a new title of the Redeemer, let us appropriate him as ours under that name as much as under any other. The shepherd's staff, the father's rod, the captain's sword, the priest's mitre, the prince's scepter, the prophet's mantle, all are ours. Jesus hath no dignity which he will not employ for our exaltation, and no prerogative which he will not exercise for our defense. His fullness of Godhead is our unfailing, inexhaustible treasure house. His manhood also, which he took upon him for us, is ours in all its perfection. To us our gracious Lord communicates the spotless virtue of a stainless character. To us he gives the meritorious efficacy of a devoted life. On us he bestows the reward procured by obedient submission and incessant service. He makes the unsullied garment of his life our covering beauty, the glittering virtues of his character our ornaments and jewels, and the superhuman meekness of his death our boast and glory. He bequeaths us his manger, from which to learn how God came down to man, and his cross, to teach us how man may go up to God. All his thoughts, emotions, actions, utterances, miracles, and intercessions were for us. He trod the road of sorrow on our behalf, and hath made over to us as his heavenly legacy the full results of all the labors of his life. He is now as much ours as heretofore, and he blushes not to acknowledge himself our Lord Jesus Christ, though he is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Christ everywhere and every way is our Christ, forever and ever, most richly to enjoy. O my soul, by the power of the Holy Spirit, call him this morning thy Redeemer.
Jesus. Jesus, with the song of the redeemed, of the redeemed. I stand redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The price is paid. My debt is gone. The chains that bound me no longer hold me. Because of Calvary, I stand redeemed. I stand redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The price is paid.
Seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD, Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Moses, under God, had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. Because of his disobedience in striking the rock a second time, Moses forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This opening message of the series is entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua needed to be prepared, spiritually as well as militarily, for the battles that lay ahead. In the opening chapter of the book, God provided him with the inspiration he needed and instructed him to remember a number of important truths. First of all, Joshua was to remember who it was that had commissioned him for the fight. Now to begin this message, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It, here is Dr. Cairns.
We're reading in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. And we're going to read together the first 10 verses of the chapter. The first 9 verses, should I say, of the chapter. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading of his precious word for his name's sake. Joshua and the children of Israel were about to start out upon the adventure of their lives. More than an adventure, we would call it the battle of their lives. Even that is insufficient, for this was to be more than a battle. This was to be the war of their lives. After 40 years of wandering as desert nomads, they were about to launch out upon a military campaign to take possession of the land of Canaan, which the Lord had long promised unto them. Now, in such a situation, the first great need is to get the minds of the generals and of the men truly focused, and their heart, will, and emotions properly involved. They need to be confident, but not foolhardy. They need to have a clear grasp of their strategic aim and of their tactical plans and of their particular place in those plans. That's a primary need in such a situation. But wars are not won by mere plans, no matter how well devised. Wars are won by men. And so a good commander pays attention to his men. His great concern is to have them as physically and as mentally and emotionally prepared for the task before them as possible. He must cultivate within them what I will call a vision of victory and how to obtain it. And that's exactly what the Lord did when he commissioned Joshua to lead the armies of Israel to the conquest of the promised land. He needed to take such care to cultivate this vision of victory in Joshua, because however great a commander Joshua was, and he was a military man of the first order, however great a saint he was, and he was a man of immense faith and faithfulness, Joshua must have felt a deep sense of personal weakness and of personal need. He had seen the burden of leadership upon Moses, who was, in his estimation, an infinitely greater man than he. He had seen how it wore upon the great leader. He had seen how volatile a people the Israelites were. He had seen how easily discouraged they would become. He had seen how quickly they could fall away from the highest principles and the loftiest goals. And therefore, it must have been with a deep sense of need and personal weakness that Joshua assumed the leadership of the people. So the Lord didn't talk strategy, and he didn't talk battle plans with Joshua at this time. I think that Joshua knew enough of those things, and he realized that all that was necessary would be unfolded to him at the proper time. What Joshua needed was something much more inspirational, something that would focus his vision, something that would stir his heart, something that would thrill his soul and send him upon his way of serving God with delight, with determination, and with complete assurance. Now that is the significance of the opening section of the book of Joshua. That is why the Lord spoke to Joshua as he did. And what he said to Joshua, he says in essence to us today as his redeemed people, as we engage in an even greater warfare than that in which Joshua engaged. So as we look at these opening verses, here are the things which we must remember if the vision of victory is to become a reality. First of all, the command of verse 2 and verse 9 is, remember who commissioned you. Remember whose servant you are. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Or, if you want to change the emphasis, Have not I commanded thee? And wherever you place the emphasis in the sentence there, the Lord is saying to Joshua, you are starting out on a campaign that is of importance to you, importance to your people, importance to the entire region. It's of importance to the history of the world, and most of all, it is important to me and the plan of God. And as you step out upon this great undertaking, remember who commissioned you. When things are going well, when things are going ill, when men support you, when men oppose you, when the task is easy, when the task is surpassingly difficult, never lose sight of whose servant you are, who it is who commissioned you. That is the Lord's word to every Christian. You're entering daily upon a struggle that calls for total commitment. Let us never forget that. The Christian life is full-time service for Jesus Christ. It is a pity that for some reason known only to stupid men and devils, I'm not denying God knows the reason, I mean it could only make sense to stupid men and devils, we have somehow or other taken the fact that God has placed in the church pastors and teachers and preachers on a full-time basis in the sense that they have no other earthly employment. We have taken that to speak about full-time service to give the impression that ordinary Christian living is part-time service. Let me tell you, the Word of God knows nothing about part-time Christian service. It matters not where you labor. It matters not what your job is. It matters not your age or your occupation. If you are a Christian, you have entered upon a spiritual warfare. You have entered upon a great commission from God that demands total commitment. And in every way, you must act as one who always remembers whose servant he is. If you keep this in mind, it will be a source of strength to you. If you keep it in mind, it will encourage you always, whatever the circumstances, to keep your honor unstained. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, ye have not chosen me. Now, he is not denying that there was any act of will on their part in becoming his disciples. That is not the force of the words. What he means is, the choice did not originate with you, nor could you become my servants simply by an act of your own will. There are far too many pulpits occupied by people who ought not to be there, who are seeking to make themselves what God has never made them. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you. Here is the source of our confidence, and here is what gives strength to our character. Here is what gives us true, sterling Christian character, remembering whose servant we are.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.